Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. We are blessed to be able to have this time to come together. I'm very thankful for Jonathan and Nikki who make this possible with all the work that they do behind the scenes. But I'm most thankful for our Lord who gives us this opportunity, who invites us to come to His presence to meet with Him. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank you for the day that you have given to us. Lord, this opportunity, this time to meet with you. Father, wherever we may be, Lord, as we're doing this. Father, I just pray, O God, that you'll speak to each of us. Lord, that you'll reveal yourself. Lord, that we will know you. Father, that we will experience you. Father, that we'll come to be able to trust you and to love you more. Father, be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as always, I hope that you're having a great day, that you're seeing God work and move in your life, and that you're just having a wonderful experience as you go through this day. But also know that there are probably those of you who aren't. In fact, there are probably some of you, and you may be one, who's going through a day or a season or a chapter in your life that just seems to be one of upheaval, one of uncertainty. One where it seems like things are just absolutely coming apart. And we've all faced those times. You may be facing them now. And we wonder where we can find the strength to be able to face them. We wonder where we can, in fact, find the security for those times. And as we open God's Word to Psalm 46, we find the answer. Psalm 46 is probably very familiar to you. It's actually one of my favorites. But it makes it very clear where we can go to find security. And so as we look at Psalm 46, we see right off the bat, first of all, the source of security. Where can we go when it seems like every part of our life is coming unglued? Well, listen to what we read in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You think about the terms that are there, and I love the way that this psalm is expressed. God Himself is our refuge. He is that place of safety. He's that fortress. In fact, this is the psalm that Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is based upon. He is that mighty fortress. He is that place of safety. But not only is He a refuge, but He's also that source of strength. You know, so many times we go through a situation and we don't know how we can face it. We don't know how we can continue. We don't know how we can face another day in the midst of that problem or that issue. God Himself is our strength. And He's also a very present help in trouble. And I love the way that's written there. He's not just a help. That would be good. He's not just a present help. That would be even better. But He is a very present help in the midst of the problem. Our God is in fact with us. He's working. He's moving. There's only one place of real security, and that is in fact God. God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. Now, I know I say that, but you know, we have to ask the obvious question, can He really help? Well, look with me at number two, the sufficiency of God's security. Look at verses 2 and 3. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. We will not fear, even though the whole world, the whole earth, shudders and shakes and comes apart, comes unglued, as we would say. And I've always found it amazing when He mentions there the mountains slipping into the heart of the sea. I know, and personally, I've always enjoyed being in the mountains, but when we think about mountains, when we picture mountains, we think of stability, we think of strength, we think of something that is unchanging, unshakable. You know, what's the line from the Sound of Music? The hills are alive, and it goes on through that song with the songs they have sung for 1,000 years. You know, the aspect that the mountains are never changing. Well, they are. The mountains are not nearly as secure as we like to think that they are in our imagination. You go to the mountains, there are rock slides. There are mud slides during the spring, fall. There are avalanches. I was in Colorado about a week and a half ago, and one evening had dinner with some friends. And one of them there was sharing the fact that just within a few weeks, He had lost two of his longest friends that he'd had throughout his life. They had gone skiing together. They were both very physically fit. They got caught in an avalanche, and in spite of the fact they had the radio beacons on, they were too deep for the rescuers to get them out in time. Both of them killed in the avalanches. We look at the mountains, we think, oh, they're strong, they're secure, they're never changing. There's nothing strong or secure there, but God is secure in everything and in all times. I know we say that, we talk about that, I say it, it sounds good. But many times we want proof, or perhaps you're struggling and you want the proof of the fact that you can, in fact, trust God in spite of what you're facing. Well, look at what we see third as we look at this psalm. We see the proof of God's security. Look at verses 4 through 9. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who's wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. We read over that and it sounds beautiful, but what probably goes through our mind is, yeah, that's beautiful, but what does it mean? What's he talking about? Those verses are actually prophetic. They're looking forward to the day in which our Lord will return at the end of that period of judgment that we read about in the book of the Revelation that we call the tribulation period. When our Lord comes, he establishes his kingdom. He puts down all sin and rebellion. He fulfills all of his promises to the nation of Israel. And you see the reference there to the river. That's actually a reference to the river that we see described in Ezekiel 47, Zechariah 14, where coming out from underneath the temple, the throne that day, there will in fact be a river that gets wider and deeper as you go along, and it will provide nourishment for that dry, parched land in the south of Israel. And the desert will in fact bloom. It'll cause that dry land to be beautiful. And so, but I realize as we talk about that, what goes through your mind is, well, that sounds good, but I need proof now. But remember, prophecy is merely history that hasn't happened yet. Prophecy is as certain as any historical event. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean anything. When God has said that this is what he will do, it is as certain as and real as anything that he has done. Our Lord's victory, and we've stated this before, over Satan, over the Antichrist, is as certain as our victory was over Japan and Germany in World War II. It simply has not taken place yet, but because God has declared it and promised it, it is certain. And you think about it, and again, you may be thinking, well, I need practical proof here. Think with me. What will ever be worse than those days that we read about in the book of the Revelation? None. In fact, as our Lord made that very clear in the book of Matthew, he said there will never be days like that. There have never been days like that before. There will never be days like that again. Worst days ever. And yet we see our Lord's absolute security and sufficiency in the midst of that. And if anything should give us confidence and strength for today is knowing our Lord's sufficiency in those days. If our Lord can handle that, he can handle anything today. Personally, and maybe it's a reflection of my warped personality, that's one reason I enjoy studying prophetic books and enjoy studying prophecy. Because if God can handle those things, the worst times ever, then I can rest with certainty that he can handle whatever I bring before him. We see the absolute proof that this God can be our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. And he is sufficient for whatever I bring. And then you think about how this psalm ends. It actually ends with an invitation. Listen to verses 10 and 11. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. You think what God is saying? Very simply, the way we put it, is calm down, be calm, rest in me, trust me. God reminds us of his victory, he reminds us of his presence, and God tells us to simply trust him. We can, in fact, rest in him. And if you're one of those individuals who is going through some very chaotic time in your life today, understand that's what the Lord is telling you. You may think everything is coming unglued, and when you look around, it may very well be like those mountains we talked about. But you think about what God is telling you. Again, think about verse 1 in a very personal way as you're before the Lord. God is your refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. You think about his invitation in verse 10 to you. You, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He's inviting you to rest in him. You can trust him. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, thank you that in a chaotic world, in chaotic times that we live in, maybe even chaotic circumstances in our life, you are our refuge, our strength, our very present help in trouble. Father, enable us to always remember, and Father, especially those people who are going through very difficult, chaotic times in their life, let them know, O God, your wonderful security. Lord, let them hear your invitation, and Father, may they rest in you. Be their source of strength and security this day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, whether your day up to this point has been what you would call a good day or not, I hope that the rest of your day is good, not just because of the circumstances, but because the God who is with us, the one who is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in trouble. And I hope in him